The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is bound for the Big Apple today and a meeting with US President Joe Biden. I reckon he's probably also pretty glad to be getting as far away as possible from Christian Porter. Joining me now is the West Australian's federal political editor, Lani Scar. Good morning, Lani.
Good morning.
And now you're literally on board the PM's plane bound for the US right now. What's it like?
Well, it's a nice plane. It obviously costs taxpayers a lot of money, $250 million, but it is a nice plane. We're waiting for the Prime Minister to board the plane any minute now, and then we'll be jetting off to New York. Obviously, the Prime Minister has some very important meetings while he is in the US. He is meeting with President Biden tomorrow morning. He's going to be meeting with Boris Johnson. He's going to America for the Quad meeting, which we obviously spoke about on the West Live last week. And that's a meeting between the US, Australia, India and Japan. So he's got some important meetings. And as you said, I think he will be glad to escape the political situation regarding Christian Porter domestically as well.
Yeah, well, he's leaving behind a bit of a mess. What's been the reaction to Christian Porter's decision to resign from cabinet rather than reveal who contributed to the blind trust that paid his legal fees in his defamation stoush with the ABC?
I think there was no other way, really. But the question remains as to whether or not he still has questions to answer over that blind trust, particularly because the Register of Members' Interests, it applies to all parliamentarians. It's not just ministers. So, you know, the opposition is very much pressing that potentially Mr. Porter is not fit to sit in Parliament. When I've spoken to MPs this morning, off the record, they sort of have expressed sadness about this because they feel that, you know, as Mr. Porter said in his statement last night, they really feel that what this means is someone can make an accusation and then a politician and their entire career potentially ends. I think, you know, that's obviously coming from one side, from politician's side, and we do have to remember there is a woman at the centre of all of this, so it's really not a good situation for anyone.
Mm. And does Porter heading to the backbench make this problem go away for the PM?
I don't think it does, because of that point that I made in relation to Labor still very much pressing that there are questions to be answered, that this blind trust and it being declared on the Register of Interest, that there still is the question as to who donated to it. And as a parliamentarian, you know, Labor is saying that that's not adequate for any parliamentarian, let alone a minister.
Yeah, I think members of the public might agree with that if they cared enough about the details of blind trusts and the ins and outs of federal politics. And now, Porter has said that he's going to recontest the seat of Pearce at the next federal election. Did that surprise you?
I mean, no, because he always has said throughout this that he, you know, still wants to stand in Pearce. He still wants to remain a parliamentarian. His language hasn't changed around that. It will be a hotly contested fight in Pearce because, you know, Tracy Roberts, the Labor candidate, which we have revealed, she is the Wanneroo mayor. She's hugely popular. And, you know, now with this extra, tension and extra, thing in the public eye around Christian Porter, it will make it harder for him to retain that seat.
Mm. And the PM didn't exactly back him in that decision. Fairly lukewarm, I think, would probably be the most you could say about Scott Morrison's reaction to the news. Do you think that does it impact the coalition to have Christian Porter still hanging around with all of that baggage?
Some people that I've spoken to this morning have said that it isn't good for them, that how are voters going to want to vote for him in Pearce when this cloud still hangs? But, I mean, I guess the real test of that will be during the election campaign and also, you know, on election day at the ballot box. I think, as our editorial stated today, it'll really be Scott Morrison and Christian Porter certainly will really be hoping that those quiet Australians come through for Christian Porter.
Mm. And now let's talk about this trip to the US. It comes after the historic AUKUS announcement of the nuclear sub-deal last week. What do we know at this stage about the PM's US visit?
So he's going to be meeting with President Biden. He'll be having his first one-on-one meeting with President Biden, and that is to occur in New York. He's also going to be meeting with Boris Johnson. He'll be meeting with the other leaders in the Quad, so the Indian Prime Minister, the Japan Prime Minister, and he really will be trying to maximise his time as much as possible when he's in the US. Obviously, as well, he'll be commemorating the ANZUS Treaty, so that it'll be a jam-packed trip.
Mm. And would you expect there to be any bombshells like this nuclear sub-deal to come out, something that just gets all of us talking?
I mean, no. The Prime Minister is not at this stage going to be having a trilateral between the US and UK. So therefore, you know, there won't be any more detail in relation to that, I don't expect. But look, there will be announceables from the Quad and there will be announceables from the meeting between Biden and the Prime Minister. So, you know, it definitely will be an interesting trip and there will be things that come out of it for sure.
And do you expect that President Biden will do a little bit of research and make sure he knows ScoMo's name?
Well, you know, officially they say that he didn't forget his name. You know, he just was trying to be friendly and use some Australian slang. But, you know, look, I think he will certainly make sure that he uses Scott Morrison's name. within the first few words that come out of his mouth, I would say.
Exactly. Well, we'll be looking out for that. And here's one for you as well. So Acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, who's filling in for ScoMo while he's away, he's actually backed Christian Porter and said he could return to the front bench after the next election.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happened with Bridget McKenzie. Bridget McKenzie, a national senator, she had to resign in relation to the ministerial code of conduct because she was an honorary member of a gun club. And so, you know, she's now returned to the ministry under Barnaby Joyce. So I think it would have been fairly hypocritical if he said that Christian Porter could have never returned because one of his key supporters had now returned to the ministry. It is interesting to note that this is the first time Barnaby Joyce is back as acting Prime Minister. So the Prime Minister is just on the plane. He is walking down the cabin now saying hello to us. So just to give you a bit of an update as to what's happening right now on the plane.
Yeah, wow, fantastic. Well, Lani, we're going to let you get to it. I hope you have a safe flight and a safe trip. We'll be looking forward to reading your reporting on this very important trip to the US for the Prime Minister. Thanks for joining us on the West Live.
Thanks so much.